everybody. Thanks for joining me on this beautiful Monday morning. This is Rob Scott, and this is my podcast. This is episode 85. I appreciate everybody who has joined me and who will join me. Thank you for your support. If you like it, give me 5 stars, share it with your friend, you know, all that stuff. Anyway, I wanted to start this podcast. I got 3 different things I want to talk about today, which have been on my mind. But I want to start off with this, and I'll just play it for you. Here we go. Ready?
Couple of weeks, so I just want to take a step back a moment and really call out the shameful, hateful, and dangerous attacks that we have been seeing on the LGBTQI community, as we've seen this week, as I said, and also last week. Look, it started with a speaker at a conservative conference calling for the eradication of transgender people. Language that not a single national Republican leader has condemned.
I want to talk about just a couple of 2 or 3 things on this episode. First of all, I just have this video clip of our wonderful, illustrious White House press secretary, and she's making a statement about a speaker at CPAC. Last week, I think it was last week, where the conference took place. And I want you to listen to this, and then I'll respond to it. All right, so let me see if I can find it here real quick. Here we go. I'll play it again for you.
Couple of weeks, so I just want to take a step back a moment and really call out the shameful, hateful, and dangerous attacks that we have been seeing on the LGBTQI community, as we've seen this week, as I said, and also last week. Look, it started with a speaker at a conservative conference calling for the eradication of transgender people. Language that not a single national Republican leader has condemned.
Okay. That is, she's making reference to Michael Knowles, who works for the Daily Wire, has his own podcast, and is an author and things like that. The problem with her statement, and she knows it, is complete lie. And if this is coming from the White House, and I'm taking, she's the White House press secretary, and she's speaking on behalf of the President of the United States, this is what the President of the United States thinks. And she is recording. She's saying that Michael Knowles is advocating for the genocide of transgenders. Now, I don't know if you know Michael Knowles or not. If you listen to a few of his podcasts or something like that, he's written a book called Speechless, which I've read. And if you know anything about Michael Knowles is very articulate. And he uses his words very carefully. And he knows exactly the definitions. He knows everything about the verbiage that he uses. And I listened to his speech. Not that I got on CPAC and I don't get on there and watch what happened at the conference. But this news story came up, and because of the Rolling Stones and other people who had basically done the same thing, and treated this like it was an attack on transgenders in general, and if you listen to the actual speech, Knowles talks about eradicating the ideology of transgenderism. He says it's either, in real short, he says it's either true or false. Okay, if it's true, everybody should, you know, how can I say this? It would affect everyone. If it's false, then it wouldn't affect anybody, really. And if it's false, it shouldn't be taught, and it should be basically eradicated, the ideology. Not that you go out and he wants to genocide all the transgenders. And this is what Jean-Pierre is saying in her statement, when she knows exactly that this statement is a lie. And I can't believe that they're even bringing this up. I can't believe she's look at the press corps there and actually state that, because she knows better. She absolutely knows better. And yet she's passing this lie along. She knows that Michael Knowles was talking about the ideology of it. And it should not be any surprise Michael Knowles and the whole Daily Wire, everybody is very outspoken about transgenderism. And but here she is. She is putting forth a lie. That's not what he said at all. Good for, I mean, Michael Knowles, he responds to this. Why? And he responds to this in a tweet. He goes, "Why are you lying about what I said?" To my knowledge, they haven't. The House, White House, hasn't responded yet to what he to his question. He's already responded to, I think, the Rolling Stones and a couple of other publications that basically did the same thing, and called him a called a genocide that he was asking for. He it's kind of funny because he says, "I've been called many names and I've been called and yelled at and screamed at and been called many things, but." You know, trying to offer up the idea of genocide for transgenders is something that I've never been accused of that before in my life, and he thought it was ridiculous. In fact, he says, if you don't, with the other publications, if you don't retract what you said, then I'll file a lawsuit against you, basically, take legal action against you. And all of the publications immediately knew that they were defaming this guy and changed their the titles and the of their articles and republished. So they know exactly that they were that's exactly what they were doing. They were taking his speech, which is about ideology. And you can support it, you don't support it, whatever side you fall on, that's fine. But they cannot call this guy and calling for genocide of transgenders. You know, to me, okay, this is my take on it. To me, it's like, we have eradicated polio in this country. We have eradicated measles, smallpox in this country and around the world. But when we talk about eradicating those diseases, we talk about the disease itself. We talk about the illness itself, not that we're going to genocide the people who have polio, measles, smallpox, and things like that. And it's just incredible that the left and that the White House would go this far to accuse Knowles of this. And then she says that there's not been one Republican leader who has spoken out on this. Well, of course they haven't, because they actually listened to his speech. They knew exactly that he was talking about the ideology of transgenderism. So they're not going to say anything. You know why? Because they agree with it. So why would they say anything? Good question, huh? Hey, listen, that's the take I have on that one, because it's going to continue to grow. You got a group over there at the Daily Wire that's just standing up to people, and I love it. And this philosophy, this ideology, is just something that just needs to be abandoned. And I'm not trying to be mean to those people who suffer from the dysphoria, and that's what it is. I don't care what the medical boards and people try to redefine this situation and this ideology as. It is a dysphoria. And it's an illness, and we are, as a nation, accepting this stuff as normal, and it's just not normal. It's not normal to have the belief that you can change your gender simply because you think you want to be a girl or you want to be a boy. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Scientifically, biologically, it just does not make any sense. But that usually doesn't make any sense. Common sense needs to lead the way here. Anyway, that's my feelings on that. Another thing I've been thinking about lately is along the lines of transgenderism and feminism and womanhood as well. For the life of me, I can't understand why the average woman isn't more vocal about why and this whole transgender and men, dressing up and pretending that they're women. It's amazing to me that we don't hear more from feminists. I don't know. Maybe it's because they look at these men changing, you know, pretending to change their identity and their gender. Maybe it demasculates them, and that's what they want. I have no idea. But you would think that these men, especially in sports and things like that, where we're seeing most of the occasions of these men, you know, like weightlifters, swimmers, track and field, how they are dominating the women's track and field and things like that, women's sports, and taking away the opportunities of women. And I'm amazed that more women aren't, they're not pissed off about this. They're not angry about this. Maybe they are, and they're just silent about it, and they just don't want to get involved because they'll get shamed, or somebody will yell at them and scream at them for being, you know, bigot or homophobic or transphobic or something like that. And I get it. But there's got to be a point where you just sit there and say, hey, you know, you know, women have suffered through a lot. We have made so much progress, and for these people to assume that they can just take on the mantle, say, of a female and a woman, a girl or a woman, is just ridiculous. And it harms, I believe, it harms what the idea and the concept of what a woman is, really. I'm not going to get into all that, but you know, it's like dress up and pretend. And there's really no better way to kind of show this kind of discrepancy in these videos of Dylan Mulvaney. Okay, it's been 300. We've seen every video every day of his transformation from a boy to a girl, and magically and deliciously, because it's International and National Women's Day, he is now transformed from a girl, which is what he is, you know, always pretending to be, and now magically he's changed over to a woman in just 360 days. Now, most of the women that I know have gone through years and years of emotional and physiological changes in their lives. And man, it must be really nice to be able to go from being a girl to be able to be a little girl to a woman in just 360 days. Go figure. I don't know how that happens. I guess when you believe, you can believe anything that you want. But here's Dylan talking about National Women's Day.
Of being a woman, and it's my first International Women's Day, and I feel a lot more comfortable calling myself a woman than I did in those early days. And I'm definitely in my womanhood now, not just my
girlhood. In your womanhood, yeah, in those early days.
And I'm really honored to be grouped with all you women out there, because you are my favorite humans on this planet. And I wore a pantsuit to celebrate.
Oh, yippee.
What do we think? I love it. But
Oops. Anyway, as you can hear, you're my favorite group of people. You know, like I have now converted over to being a woman now because of National Women's Day, and I've changed from a little girl to a woman. And I bet you a lot of women out there would like to be able to have that transformation in less than a year that good old Dylan has gone through. I just don't understand why, and I said this earlier, I just don't get it, why women are allowing men like this to steal their femininity and their womanhood away from them, and allowing this to take place. Now, I get the argument, you know, just let people do whatever they want to do, blah 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 blah. But here's the thing: this is not just this guy, okay, who's pretending to be somebody that he's not. It's affecting teenagers. It's affecting young young children as much as, you know, you got parents who are parading their children out at three and telling them that they're transgender because they chose a pink dress that they like the color pink, and that, you know, that was their sign that their son was a girl, and so they, you know, went about and they're going about changing their lives and showing off their children in a different way. Don't tell me that this stuff does not affect our the social aspect of our lives, and it doesn't affect us socially, because it does. And you know, I was listening to Megyn Kelly the other day, and she was just furious about all the things that women go through in their lives. You know, just going to the doctor, going and pregnancy, and just going through, you know, childhood and adolescence and all the things that they deal with that these people, that the, you know, Dylan will never go through. You know, you can put on a pink dress or a pink jumpsuit or something like that and call yourself a woman, but they'll never do that. And she was really angry that these people are, that they're stealing the idea of what a woman is, and all of the, you know, if you want to call it suffering, you want to call it growth, you want to call it whatever you want to do, they're just shortcutting it, you know. And just like Dylan just said, he, you know, says I've changed from a girl to a woman in just 360 days. Wow, what an amazing feat there, Dylan. I applaud you. This needs to be looked at, as Michael Knowles said, we need to eradicate this ideology, because it's not healthy. It's not healthy for the person that is involved with it. It's a dysphoria. And to allow this to continue to go on, to allow this to be normalized in our schools, in our elementary schools, it's got to be the evil of this world. I'm telling you that right now. And with that being said, that's all I got to say about that. So that's my take on that. The last thing I wanted to, that I have issue with, and it happened this week as well. As you know, the Senate, or the House Majority Leader McCarthy, released 41,000 hours of January 6th videos. And he released those to Tucker Carlson. Now, I'm not talking about whether you like Tucker or not. I don't really watch him that much. But he was criticized, of course, by Democrats, Chuck Schumer and all these people, about, you know, Tucker's take on it. His, you know, and I understand he's going to have his take on it. But it really does shed some really important light on what took place and how the Democrats cherry-picked what they wanted to put forth as a narrative with the January 6th riot on the Capitol. Now, before I get started here, I just want you to know I don't support, you know, what those crazy loons did, breaking into the Capitol and trying to interfere with the election results. I do not support that at all. I think it was stupid. We all watched it live on TV. And I think it was just, it was wrong, and it's a bruise on the American, on our society. That being said, though, I believe we should accept it for what it was, and not a narrative that, you know, our Constitution was hanging by a thread, that, you know, just because a bunch of rally, but people who attended a rally for Donald Trump are now, you know, according to Democrats in this January 6th commission, are all, you know, evil people, and that we're all MAGA people that want to destroy our democracy, and our democracy was just holding on by just a little, you know, just we're here to destroy the democracy of our country. And what Tucker showed was a little bit of a different picture than what the Democrats have been putting on for like the last 2 years. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I believe, as the majority leader said, it's all about transparency. You can watch the videos and decide for yourself. You know, if the horn guy, crazy horn guy was was this, you know, Nazi guy trying to overtake the, you know, the government and trying to take overtake the capital and things like that? Or was he there just, you know, part of a rally for the president of the United States? And a lot of these people, as you watch these videos, and I've seen a lot of them, they're kind of like mulling around in the Capitol. A lot of them are very respectful, actually. They're not tearing things down. They're not really hurting anybody. And it just shows, and it just paints a little bit of a different picture than what the Democrats have been painting for like the last 2 years. And this is why Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are upset that the House leader, you know, gave these tapes to Tucker Carlson and Fox News. Now, see, the thing is that they've been cherry picking for the last 2 years, or since the riot, you know, video and things to support their narrative over the last 2 years. They put on a January 6th show, which is basically what it is. It should be probably nominated for an Oscar or an Emmy, because that's the way it was. When you go out and hire a producer to Hollywood producer to come in and produce your January 6th commission, you guys start thinking to yourself, like, okay, what's going on here, you know? And, you know, what we heard, I didn't really listen that much of it because I thought it was just a big narrative that they were trying to push, and I really didn't care too much. It didn't really change anything. They didn't find anything new, although they say they do, but they really didn't. And the hours and hours, and they cherry-picked what videos and what portions of those videos were shown as well, and I just don't think that they showed the whole picture. It's like looking at a Rembrandt or looking at a, you know, a Monet or something like that, and you only have just pieces of the piece of art up on the wall, and you don't have the whole thing. It's hard to appreciate the majesty and the beauty of the artwork if you don't have the whole picture. And this is what, you know, the left has been doing for like the last year to paint this narrative. They want that Monet to be something different than what the Monet is actually. And as a citizen, I want to know. I want to know what happened. I want to be able to say, okay, this is what truly happened. And, okay, so what do we have to do to correct the situation so this doesn't ever happen again? Or we are aware of it now, and now we can do this. And when you sit there and try to paint a political narrative on something, and I get it. Both sides do this, and this is why the United States and the government is not trusted by its citizens any longer. Just look at statistics now. You know, 70% of the country think that we're going in the wrong direction. There's the lowest amount of trust in our United States government than we've ever had. And it's because of this hiding, you know, these hiding these things and hiding these truths. Now, why not just be transparent with them? You got to ask yourself, why are the Democrats doing this? Why are they only showing negative things about Trump and MAGA, you know, people who voted for or supported him? Why are they doing this? What's the reason? Well, they want to keep Donald. Well, my view on it is they want to keep Donald Trump from, since he has the opportunity to run for president again, which he's, you know, made it known that that's what he's going to do. They want to keep him from doing that. And they want to keep him out of power. They want to keep themselves in power. Overlooking what the truth is and what the transparency of the whole event took place, they decided that they want the narrative of the country's a terrible place, Donald Trump is a bad person, all MAGA people who voted for him are, you know, dirt bags and they shouldn't be allowed, and we're all bad people because, you know, like half America are bad people because we voted for this man who caused the January 6th riots and quote-unquote insurrection. Well, I don't know. I mean, you look at that video, and we haven't probably heard or seen. We're probably going to hear more and see more as these are watched, and I think that more and more truth is going to come out, more and more transparency is going to go out, and I really believe what the House Speaker said. It's important that we see, and you can judge for your own eyes, and not have me or Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi tell you through a narrative what is going on. You can look at it yourself and decide for yourself, was this truly an insurrection, or was it just a few dirt balls, you know, crazy people who were involved in this, who got out of, who you know, came out of a rally for Trump and got caught up in this whole thing going into the Capitol. You know, those who did wrong, those who broke the law, should be prosecuted and punished according to what the law is. But at the same time, if these hours of video show a contrary narrative, then those things ought to be looked at and ought to be evaluated, and we as an American citizen should have the right to be able to see that and make judgments for ourselves. You know, I think we've learned our lesson over the last 2 years about narratives and how, you know, with COVID and with masks and with vaccines, schools being closed, businesses not being able to go to church and worship the way that we want, all in the name of, you know, safety and health concerns, you know, dissenting ideas about the where the COVID came from. We're all shut down. You couldn't have an alternate kind of theory on it, or you're shut down on any of the social platforms. And it just doesn't do us as citizens. It doesn't do any good, because when you only have one side, and that one side is forcing the other side to bend to its regulations and its rules and its narrative, you don't learn anything. You go, okay, we had COVID. Where did it come from? What were the actual, you know, say pros and cons, but what were the actual cons of the virus, and how can we make sure that this doesn't happen again, and learn from that with all of the information that we have, you know? And that's what we didn't have. We had people yelling conspiracy theory when people had different ideas about how to treat the COVID and were shut down, masks, you know, I remember when it first started, I just remembered that I said, this isn't going to be, it's going to come down to getting a vaccine every year, just like you do the regular flu every year. The death rate was basically the same as was it early on as it was now, less than a percent of those who die. And it affected the same people, the elderly, those who with pre-existing conditions, the young, the kids. Those who are healthy weren't necessarily affected. They may get it, but they might just have small symptoms. And the death rate was in the elderly population. And that's where it was, and that's where it's always remained. And but when you tried to talk and you tried to voice your opinion about it, you were shut down. And these three segments that I've talked about today all show the same thing. They all show that there's a narrative that the left is trying to get out there, and they've done a very good job of doing that and scaring the bejeebies out of everybody. And that narrative, little by little, we're finding out that it's not exactly true, or it's not true at all, that we are lied to. And there's going to be more to come, believe me. We are going to see as 5 years goes down the road, 10 years goes down the road, the effects of transgenderism and bringing sexualization into our elementary schools. God knows why we are doing this at such a young age. You got to ask yourself that question as well as a parent and as an adult, why we're doing this. There's a reason why it's being done, and it needs to be. There needs to be transparency in all this, and this shutting down, and, you know, YouTube kicking people off, you know, not platforming them any longer, people being shut down because of dissenting views and ideas and things like that, just is not part of any healthy democracy. That you want transparency, you want as much information out there as you can possibly get. So. You know, and that, listen, that's my take on that. I'll just leave it at that. That's all I got today. Thanks for listening. I pray for my country. I really do. I pray for its leaders that we start entering in a phase of common sense. I think we are starting to, as a result of these things that happened a couple years ago, the truth is starting to come out. You know, they say when sunlight hits a disease, it's the best thing for health in a country and health for a particular disease. I think as this comes to light, I'm hoping that people they see it and they demand a change. And this is what we have to have in this country, because we're on a road that is very dangerous, very slippery. And if we keep going down this road, the harder it is to turn around. The more narrow the road is, and so it's hard to turn your vehicle around on a real slippery, narrow road. And I don't want to get to the point where we can't turn it around. Some say we're there already. I don't believe so. When normal people stand up, when women stand up and say we're not going to allow our womanhood, our us being females being looked at as a joke any longer, when we have truth in journalism again, and when we listen and we purposefully mislead the American people, that's going to continue us on the road that we're on. And we need to have that light shown on these people and on these lies. And the American people need to do that. And then you have proper information that you can go vote with and put people in the offices and who are making these decisions that will make good, enlightened decisions on laws that have taken place in this country, that we have in this country, and how we operate as a country. So hang in there. Stay faithful. You know, if you haven't gone to church in a while, go to church. If you kind of like lost that tendency, go there with an idea of renewal. Go there to go reorient yourself. Take your kids, because it's a good place to be. And until next time, until Thursday.